Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. I welcome you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're getting ready to open up the Word of God and enjoy a feast. Amen. That's been set before us. Today, our topics are entitled Beware of Distraction and A Year in the Word. We are combining encouragement in the Word with the reading of the Word today. This will only happen once per week. And that is so that we can remain consistent with our readings. We have started reading the Word of God from January 1st, and we will continue to proceed reading the Word through December 31st. Amen. And we want to remain consistent even on days when I'm bringing forth a word of encouragement. So today, our topic for encouragement is beware of distraction. The Word of God tells us over and over and in many ways to keep our eyes on the prize, in a word, to follow Jesus without fail. And he will direct our lives in ways of holiness, wholeness, peace, healing, hope, love, and prosperity. His grace will guide us from this place in this life, from mortality to immortality. He'll guide us directly into eternity. And we must remember that the enemy of God is also our enemy, and he seeks to destroy us. The Word actually says he seeks to sift us as wheat. Oh, my Lord. He seeks to destroy our lives while Jesus is here right now more abundantly. Come with me today as we hear the story of a servant who was following the Lord. As we go into our reading of the Word today, it is important, amen, that we all be readers, hearers, and doers of the Word of God. 2018 is our year to know God better and to come closer to him, amen, and to be that he called us to be from the very beginning. He has purposed the life of each and every one of you, and he has greatness within you, and it doesn't matter what it looks like all around you. You may be living in poverty right now, but God has greatness in you, and he wants you to grab a hold to that so that he can direct you right out of the place where you are right now into the place of greatness. He will have you to speak to those that you never imagined that you will be able to speak to, but you have to stay on the path. You cannot lose your focus. Jesus is the light. All around us is darkness. We must stay in the light. We must beware of distraction. Today, our reading is coming from 1 Kings 13, verses 1 through 26. If you get your Bibles, amen, I'm going to begin to pray. Amen. I have several other scriptures, amen, that will give you encouragement and give you something to hold on to and chew on as you go into your studies yourself and as you pray before the Lord to help you to grab a hold to him and to keep your focus, amen. And then immediately following this word of encouragement will be the reading of the word for today. It's called A Year in the Word, and our reading is coming from Matthew chapters 1 and 2. And remember, right now we're in 1 Kings 13, 1 through 26, and I will be giving you those other scriptures as we go along. Please have a writing utensil of some kind or your iPad, someplace where you can keep notes and write down these scriptures so you can go back and take a look at them, because I need you to add them to your arsenal. The Word of God is a weapon for you to use against the enemy who is trying to destroy your life. The Word of God is life unto you today, and that is exactly what we're bringing forth on today. We're bringing forth life and peace in the Holy Ghost so that you can hold on, so that you can get better, so that you can grow, so that you can lose those things that are not like God and those things that have held you back, so that you can go forward in the works and in the Word that God has placed in your life. Even if you don't realize that it is there right now, it is there and it is alive, and we are going to spark that flame of the Word of God that is in you so that you can proceed in his will. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for that you've done already. We give you glory, Lord God, for awakening us on today and allowing us to go forward in this day. We give you glory, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to move, Lord God, and to breathe and to have our being. We give you glory, Lord, because you are our strength. You are our keeper. You are our provision. We give you glory, Lord God, because if it were not for you, we would be transitioned already. Death would have taken our bodies. But we thank you, oh God, for your graciousness and for your truth. We thank you for loving us so much that you would not have us to die without being prepared. You would not have us to die without our assignment in the earth being finished. We give you glory, oh God, today. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, your grace, your kindness, your truth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you love us without conditions, without limits, without borders, without boundaries. You love us, oh God. Oh, Lord God, and we thank you most of all for your salvation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you wrapped yourself in flesh, dwelt among us, hung on the cross, and took on sin. Although you were without sin yourself, you took on the sin of every person in humanity, Lord God, that we might know what it is to live. Oh God, I thank you for life and for light on Jesus is Lord, and you are the light of the world. Oh God, and we thank you for light. Lord God, illuminate your word before us on today, Lord God, as we begin reading, as I begin encouraging your people, Lord, open their minds and their hearts before you, Lord God, that they might have something to hold on to, that you show them something that they didn't see before. Lord, that you walk with them and that you encourage them and you uplift them. Lord God, let your healing virtue flow right now, Lord God, from the top of their heads unto the soles of their feet. Lord God, let every cell in their body align itself with the Spirit of God right now in the name of Jesus. Let every cell burst forth with power, with healing, with hope, with the extraordinary move of God Almighty right now in the name of Jesus. Nothing that took place before this shall be the same again, because the power of God shall move mountains, it shall move and shall make a difference in every life that is listening. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our subject today is beware of distraction. Please be patient as I read the word, because this portion is a little bit lengthy. It is 26 verses. Amen. But please listen carefully as we go forth through the word. Amen. This is 1 Kings chapter 13, verses 1 through 26. And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out. So it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, who cried out against the altar in Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, arrest him. Then his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered, so that he could not pull it back to himself. The altar also was split apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. Then the king answered and said to the man of God, please entreat the favor of the Lord your God, and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me. So the man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him and became as before. Then the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. But the man of God said to the king, If you were to give me half your house, I would not go in with you, nor would I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was commanded by the Lord, by the word of the Lord, saying, you shall not eat bread nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. So he went another way and did not return the way he came to Bethel. Now an old prophet dwelt in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. They also told their father the words which he had spoken to the king. And their father said to them, which way did he go? For the sons had seen which way the man of God went who came from Judah. Then he said to his son, saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode on it and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said to him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, you, neither can I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. For I have been told by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread nor drink water there, nor return by going the way you came. He said to him, I too am a prophet as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. He was lying to him. So he went back with him, and he ate bread in his house and drank water. Now it happened, as they sat at the table, the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back, and he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but you came back, ate bread, and drank water in the place of which the Lord said to you, eat no bread and drink no water, your corpse shall not come to the tomb of your fathers. My God. So it was, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled the donkey for him, the prophet whom he had brought back. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him. And his corpse was thrown on the road, and the donkey stood by it. And the lion also stood by the corpse. And there men passed by and saw the corpse thrown on the road, and the lion standing by the corpse. Then they went and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. Now when the prophet had brought him back from the way, heard it, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient to the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord has delivered him to the lion, which has torn him and killed him, according to the word of the Lord, which he has spoken to him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Our subject on today is beware of distraction. Amen. These were two prophets. The young man had delivered a powerful word of the Lord, one that, amen, it was going to bring some upheaval into the house of Jeroboam. Jeroboam tried his best. He was king at the time, and he tried to reject that word. Amen. And he tried to arrest the man of God. But the power of God was upon that young man, that young prophet, and the Lord caused his hand to wither so that he could not arrest the young prophet, because the young prophet had been obedient to the word of God, and the spirit of God was his protection. We are protected by the power of God. When we walk according to his standard, he is our protection, and nothing shall touch us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord had given this young prophet instructions that you are not to eat anything or drink anything, and don't even come back, go back home in the same direction that you went to come into this land. I'm taking you out a different way. I don't want you to do anything here except deliver the word. That young man left out of the city, and he was found by an old prophet that came him and delivered him a different word, a word that the mouth of the Lord had not spoken. As a matter of fact, that word came forth from the mouth of the devil himself, because scripture lets us know that he was lying to that young prophet. But that young prophet forbore a moment what the Lord has spoken to him, because he trusted the word of another prophet, one who said to him, I am a prophet just as you. And an angel of the Lord has come to me, and he said, for you to come back with me. That is not the instruction that the Lord had given the young prophet. The old prophet came to him as an angel of life, of light. He came to him as if he was a messenger of God, but he was a messenger of evil. And he caused this young prophet to falter and to disobey the word of the God that had sent him into that place. The word of God is our protection. It is here to protect us. It's not there to hold us back. It's not there so that we don't receive abundance. It is there to, it gives us boundaries and standards so that we live. Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. For a moment, the young prophet lost his focus. He was distracted by an old prophet that lied to him, by an old prophet that was filled with the spirit of the devil and told him a word that was not from God, a word that destroyed his life. The devil is our enemy, and he is doing the same thing now. But the word of God shows us how to protect ourselves. Amen. And the word is our protection. And he shows us what to do. In 1 Thessalonians 5:12, just want to remind you, I am using the New King James Version of the Bible. In 1 Thessalonians 5:12, the word says, We urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Amen. We should trust those that we know. And we have seen how God has moved in them, and their fruits are recognized. But always remember, you are not going to, do not listen to a word that God has already established in you. The word was already established in this young prophet. That new word that the old prophet brought was death. The word that he received from the Lord was life. Know them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord. Amen. That's why we don't let just anybody preach in our churches. I don't know you. That's why we don't let just anybody lead us. I don't know you. I don't know how you live your life. I don't know if God is moving in you. I don't know if you are speaking the truth to me. I need to look at the word of God and see if these things are so. I need to consult the Lord to find out if this is really him speaking and not the devil. Know them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord. Those that admonish you, know them. 1 John 4 says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Amen. Don't believe every spirit. Test the spirit. Inquire of God. Lord, did you change your mind? What does he mean? Go back with him. And if the Lord doesn't say it's okay, then you better keep moving. The Lord didn't tell him it was okay. He hadn't changed his mind. He had not altered his path. His path was sure. His path was life. But the devil, amen, turned him back. Behind him was death. In front of him was life. But the old prophet deceived him. The word says there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world. You don't believe every spirit. Test the spirit, whether they be of God. Know what the Lord has established in him. Know what he's spoken to you. everybody won't be able to go with you where you're going in God, and everybody won't understand the word that God has spoken to you. You have to be sure about what God has spoken. You can't follow every voice. You can't follow every spirit. Everybody is not of God. Just because they look like they're following God does not mean that they are. Remember, because there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world, and they have gone out to deceive with the spirit of Antichrist. The word says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, that Antichrist spirit. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. Now, see, other people in the world wouldn't have found that to be a problem at all. Well, why can't you come and have bread and water with us? What difference is that going to make to your God? He'll forgive you. You know how the devil loves to say that, especially when it's a man trying to hem up a woman. Oh, don't worry, baby, you can do this. God will forgive you. The path that God has established for you is a sure one. And in your path, God has in your path a man that is after his heart that will love you and will not cause you to err in the way. But the devil, that Antichrist spirit, that false prophet, he will cause you to err. Don't lose your focus. Beware of distraction. Hallelujah. Amen. In Luke 21 and 36, the words of Jesus, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And now in this portion of scripture, he was warning them to watch and pray because these are the end times. Amen. And because the devil is causing so many distractions and so many things are happening at this point in time, these are the last days, and we ought to be watching and praying now more than even they did at that time, because we are actually seeing those things that were spoken to them coming to pass. Don't be distracted. Don't lose your focus. Beware of distraction. Colossians 4 and 2 says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Glory to God. Continue earnestly in prayer. Seek the Lord. Ask him, which way would you have me to go? Which voices would you have me to hear? There are some people that God will remove from your life because they are a hindrance. When he moves them, don't try to chase after them. God has moved them out of your way because they cannot go with you where you're going. Be vigilant in prayer and in thanksgiving. Give glory to God. He is safeguarding your life, guarding your heart. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 11 and 4 says, if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Don't do it. Don't try. Don't receive another Christ. That's the Antichrist. Don't receive another spirit. That is not the spirit of the Lord. It's the spirit of the devil. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that is what he's going to reap. You must obey God. Obey what the word of God says, the standard that he has set for it. It is there to safeguard you and to give you life, and that more abundantly. He will assure that your life is taken care of, that your needs are met. There is no other entity in all of the world, in all of the universe, that loves you the way that God loves. He has set things in order so that you have life, and that more abundantly. That is why Jesus came. Hallelujah to God. Don't be distracted. Do not lose your focus. Beware of distraction. Amen. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the enemy, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, my God, he's looking to devour you. Oh, but the Lord is your safeguard. Hide yourself under the shadow of his wing. Amen. And he will hide you. Amen. Scripture said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and is safe. His name is Jesus. And he came to save you, to deliver you out of your sins and to deliver you while you walk in the earth and to show you where life is, show you how to live and to give you abundance while you are living in the earth. Jesus is his name. There is no other. Ephesians 5 and 5, for this you know. No, oh, my Lord, hallelujah. Wait a minute, that's not the scripture I wanted. The scripture I was looking for, amen, is that you walk circumspectly, amen, and walk circumspectly before the Lord. And it is in Ephesians. I'm sorry, I wrote down the wrong scripture, and I don't want to waste your time and go back looking for it, but please just look up the word circumspectly, and it will give you the scripture, if you Google it. And to walk circumspectly means to cautiously proceed. It means observing as you proceed. Hallelujah. It means to keep your guard up and your armor on. Glory to God. Keep your guard up and your armor on. Don't lose your focus. Beware of distraction. The devil is a liar, and he comes as an angel of light. And that is precisely what happened to that young prophet. That old prophet came to him as an angel of light. But it was the devil in disguise, and he caused the death of that young prophet. That was not God's perfect will for that prophet. That was the deception of the devil, and that young prophet allowed himself to be distracted. He allowed himself to lose his focus. But I am praying in the name of Jesus today, that God strengthen your resolve in the name of Jesus, that he strengthen your ability to focus, that he remove the scales from your eyes and the stoppers from your ears in the name of Jesus, and that you beware of destruction. Know that your enemy seeks to destroy you, and God, Jesus, came to give you life. He's the only one that can do it. Don't be fooled by the ways of the world. They have said now that good is bad and bad is good. And that is enmity to God. It is distraction. It is to keep you away from the true and the living God. It's to keep you away from what the abundance that Jesus wants you to have in this very hour. It's to keep you from truly living. And it's to keep you bound and enslaved by sin. Jesus came that you might have life. He came to set the captive free. He came that you might be liberated from your Egypt. That's why Jesus came, so that our relationship with the Father is no longer alienated. Hallelujah. But we can come to him boldly and freely, calling him Abba, Father. And he hears us when we pray. And things happen when we pray. The hand of God is moved when we pray. Hallelujah. Even if you don't see the result in that hour, the hand of God has moved. Daniel prayed. Hallelujah. And he had fasted and prayed before the Lord. And it took 3 weeks before he got his answer. The angel of the Lord came and let him know, look, God sent me with your answer the very moment that you prayed, but the devil stopped him in the way, and he had to fight the enemy to bring the answer to Daniel. The hand of God moves every time we pray. Don't be discouraged. God has not forgotten you. He loves you with an everlasting love, and he is moving on your behalf. Call on Jesus. He will answer you. He hears you. He hears you when you pray. Don't lose focus. Don't be distracted. Don't beware of distraction. Keep your guard up and your armor on, carefully observing proceed in holiness. Proceed in worshiping the God of our salvation. Proceed in giving him praise and honor. And he will move on your behalf. Amen. That is all I have at this time. Amen. Don't lose your focus and beware of distraction. Glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. God is, he loves us. He loves us. And he is our Father. And he gives good gifts to his children. He's not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. Don't worry. Don't worry. Amen. Just call on his name. Submit to him. And don't lose your focus, because your time, your answer is on its way. It's on the way. Hallelujah. I have had a time just recently in my life where I've just been undergoing so much battle, so many hardships, and I just couldn't understand, and I was getting so discouraged, and I just couldn't do anything but hold on. Just hold on. Even when it feels like you have no strength left, he will strengthen you to hold on until your time comes. He knows how much you can take. He knows when you just can't hold on any longer, and he will strengthen you so you can hold on. Amen. And in the end, he will wipe out all your tears and wipe away the problems. You won't forget, because it will be a testimony that someone else will need to hear as you go through this. Somebody will need to see that God is God, and he has not forgotten. God is not forgotten. He has blessed, healed, and delivered you in the past, and this time is no different than the last. God is here. He's here to deliver. He's here to help. He's here to heal. He's here to move. He's here to uphold. God is here. He's here to lift up your head on today. Amen. Lift up your head. And don't lose your focus. Beware. Beware, beware of distractions. The enemy, he wants to sift you as wheat, but God said, no, he came. Jesus came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hold on. Victory is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're in order for a year in the word reading time. Amen. We're coming from Matthew chapters 1 and 2. Matthew chapters 1 and 2. And as I said, each day of this week that we are coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. Anytime that I do change that, I will let you know. But I hope you have your Bibles ready. Amen. And I hope you wrote down all the scriptures from the encouragement on today, because it is God's will that you be encouraged. Amen. And that you beware of the distraction, because the Lord, he wants to bless you. Don't take your eyes off of him. The blessing is in the Lord. Amen. Keep your eyes on him and all those things around you. He'll take care of it. His word even tells you to seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things that you have need of, the Lord will add them to you. It's all in. Amen. We're coming from Matthew 1 and 2 for the reading of the word for today. This is Sunday, January 7th, and God bless your soul. God, open your heart and your mind as we read the word, and I'm asking that the Lord will illuminate you, amen, so that you gain understanding as we go forward in Jesus' name. Matthew chapters 1 and 2, the New King James Version. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. And Ram begot Abinadab, and Abinadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. And Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David, the king. David, the king, begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham, and Jotham begot Ahaz. Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Ammon, and Ammon begot Josiah. Josiah begotten Jeconiah. And Jeconiah, wait a minute, Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abihud, and Abihud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Elihu, and Elihu begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Mary was betrothed to Joseph before they came together. She was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother Mary and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now, when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. and was there until the death of Herod, that is, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. And he sent forth and put all the male children who were born in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, thus that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. I have read and you have heard the reading of the word, a year in the word. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Amen. I want to encourage you again. Amen. From the encouragement we received on today, do not lose your focus. Beware of distraction. Keep your guard up and your armor on, carefully observing the word of God, carefully observing the standards therein. Amen. Guarding your heart and guarding your mind and proceeding carefully, walking circumspectly before God, knowing that he has your very best at heart. He loves you with an everlasting love. He does not want any evil to come upon you, and he will lead you out of evil that the devil has brought forth. Amen. The enemy does come to try us from time to time, but the Lord, he is the Lord of our life, the lifter of our heads. He is our warrior. He does battle for us. Don't lose focus. Keep your mind and your heart on the Lord. He will lift your heart. He will change your circumstances. He will give you that breakthrough that you have been praying for, you have been seeking for. Don't. The Lord is about to break you free, not just before daylight is bursting into your life. Light is coming. Light is there even right now, even if you cannot see it. Don't lose focus. Beware of distraction. Amen. That old prophet came and he distracted that young prophet that was going back home. Amen. In the way of life. But death came to him that day because he was distracted. And destruction does not always mean that you are about to die, but it does mean that your course will be altered and you won't receive that God has for you to receive in this season. Don't lose your focus. Beware of distraction. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you till next time. Beware of distraction. Don't lose your focus. Amen. Know them that labor among you. Don't allow anyone to speak into your life words that did not come from God. If the Lord has given you a word that is sure, you walk in that word because that word is life for you. Even if nobody else understands that word, even if everybody else is against that word is life from you. If God gave it to you, it is life. Beware of distraction. Don't lose your focus. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Till next time, amen, amen, and amen.